Hello, it's Woody and Jim on 93.3 FM.
Totally hits, totally Nashville.
Totally podcast.
Yeah, podcast, yay! There is a new McDonald's in Franklin that is going viral for not a good reason.
Yeah.
A woman posted a picture of their play place, you know, because most McDonald's have like a little area for the kids to play.
It's an indoor play place,
yeah.
Not a playground, but a play place.
And, you know, traditionally, you know, especially before kids were special, you know, there would be all kinds of things for kids to run and jump and hurt themselves on.
I loved going to our local McDonald's place.
Oh, yeah, with the ball pit and all that stuff.
It was so there fun.
Was so many germs.
Nothing more exciting than going and playing in a pit of balls.
Right.
Knowing that you're having fun, and at any time you could get stuck by a hypodermic needle.
Right, that might be at the bottom.
According to the urban legends.
Yes.
Yeah.
But this play place at the McDonald's in Franklin is very sparse. It's a small area with a nice wooden floor. Looks very Franklin. And it has a little sign on the wall that says play place. And there's two chairs and some screens on the wall, like touch screens.
Right. And they're flat screens against the wall. And there's two regular chairs right up against them. So
in the bad corner, it
almost looks like where you'd be sent if you got in trouble.
If you were in timeout.
And you just sit there and you're 4 inches away from a screen that you touch. And I think there's like McDonald Land characters on there or something.
I would assume, something like that. people are commenting on it. It's gone viral, saying, this is so depressing. That's pathetic. This ruined my day.
It's been seen 16 and a half million times.
Well, she followed it up with a video. And she said, I went back in to make sure I didn't miss something. There was this column thing that might be for getting kids to exercise, but I don't think this is temporary. I think this is it. And it does show, it looks like the room is completed, and it looks like this column thing where kids like step on.
Oh, it's kind of like a,
I don't even know what that is.
I think the kids are supposed to jump. What is that, Dance Dance video game or something? Yeah, I think they're supposed to jump, and like how hard they jumped, the column like lights up higher.
Okay.
But it does look like, and there's a bench in there now too, but it still doesn't, that's not a play place.
I know.
I would not put my kids in there.
A lot of people are saying that the reason that they just kind of have a very sparse play place, quote unquote, is because people are so sue happy now. If their children get injured in there, they can't wait to take McDonald's to court.
Okay.
And as we all know, Franklin is full of lawyers.
Then don't have one.
That's where all the lawyers live.
All the Tesla driving lawyers are in Franklin.
Yep. They're going, why drive downtown when I can sue my McDonald's down the street?
I can just sue locally.
Watch, somebody's going to sue because there's nothing in there.
I so shop globally and sue locally.
Right? I'm going to post this picture to the 93.3 Totally Hits Facebook page.
Yeah.
So you can see, we'll show you the original post. And then the
improved version.
Yeah, we'll also put up the improved version. You just tell us, like, okay, how much is this improved? They went from -5,000 play place points in our book to, did they break even?
I don't know. No.
But I don't think so.
It doesn't look like a place that you would play.
No.
Yeah, it looks like a place you'd be sent if you were one of the bad kids.
It's a play closet.
Harry Potter's family, the Dursleys, would send them there.
This is a fun play place. Go put your nose against the wall. Three things you want to know this morning. Katy Perry is going on tour right now, and she'll be in Nashville at Bridgestone Arena on August 19th. People are saying she made a bold choice for her opening act. It's
Friday. Oh, gosh.
Rebecca Black?
Yes. Apparently, she has more than just that one song.
I know. She's tried to make another career, and she does much kind of like darker, more meaningful songs.
But, you know, Katy Perry got us all to talk about it, so I guess, you know, that's good for her.
I would only go if she promised to do the Friday song.
She'd have to.
That's the only one I want.
Yeah, she'd have to.
I just don't have many comments for that.
You can't not do that.
I love it ironically, and I don't care what you think of me. People are really concerned about Kelly Clarkson and where is she? She, of course, has her talk show.
Yeah.
And she hasn't been on it since the beginning of the month.
Really?
They've been having guest hosts coming in kind of randomly, like Brooke Shields and Wanda Sykes and Simu Liu. And like, there has been no official statements from Kelly Clarkson or anybody associated with the show as to why she is absent from the show. And in fact, Simu Liu, I always have a hard time saying his name, but he's an actor. And he went on the show saying he didn't know he was hosting until 5 minutes before the show. He was there to promote a new movie he's doing.
Oh, wow. What?
And he said, so I'm here now and I'm not backing down from the challenge.
Wow.
So like, it sounded like they needed an emergency host. I hope everything's okay. Hope
yeah,
it's like
totally.
A much needed Kelly Clarkson vacation where she just shut her phone off and, you know, she's doing fine. But people are starting to wonder what happened to her.
Wow. Hope she's okay.
And there's not a leak, which is like unheard of.
Yeah.
Mm. Wow. Well, the Southern Living magazine has posted their top Southern cities. And Tennessee has 3 in the top 20.
Okay.
It starts off with Franklin as number 14 on the list because they're like pretty historic district and vintage theater.
Excellent McDonald's playland.
Yes, yes.
that probably knocks them down a couple pegs.
They were number 3 until that,
Chattanooga comes in at number 8 for the riverfront, the aquarium.
Oh, yeah.
Food,
outdoor
activities and such. And then Nashville is ranked number 5.
Cool.
Yeah, okay. For the music, nightlife, you know.
All the entertainment.
Yeah.
And
stuff.
As a shock to nobody, Memphis wasn't on the list.
But if it is a really great place to live, nobody's lived to tell about it.
Put your wallet in your front pocket. Keep your head down.
Sorry.
You'll be fine.
Murder capital of the United States.
Something we've been enjoying on Wednesdays over the last few weeks. It's a fun little game. People have been posting on our Totally Hits 93.3 app, telling us something stupid or embarrassing they did, and we have to guess. Did you do it when you were a little kid, or were you a drunk adult? Because sometimes it's really tough to tell.
Yes.
Yeah, it really is.
We appreciate everyone who's done that, and we like to play them back and make our guesses. First up, we have Leanna.
I was walking through a new construction site that was nothing but mud, and my boots stuck, and I couldn't get out. And my drunk mom had to come pull me out.
Oh.
Okay.
All right. That confuses. If it was mom, but mom was drunk.
Yeah.
Was mom drunk too?
Well, yeah. Also, or were you a little kid being rescued by your drunken mom?
Who
decided,
tough.
You know, maybe mom had a few drinks and decided, let's just cut through this muddy field.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm going to say everybody was drinking. So I'm saying a drunk adult.
Okay.
I'm family drinking.
Yeah. It's a party.
That's right. Family bonding.
I think I'm going to say kid because if the girl was old enough to drink, it would be hard for the mom to pull her out of the mud.
Oh,
that she would be
of her size.
Too heavy?
Yes.
Oh.
Okay.
So I'm going to say a kid.
Okay.
Logically.
I'm thinking they were both a little hammered.
Okay.
It was a mother-daughter bourbon adventure, perhaps. Or vodka, whichever.
They've gone wine tasting.
Wine tasting. All right, which was it?
I was a kid. Mom was day drinking with some of the other moms, and they said, just go play over there in the dirt and have fun. But they didn't realize how wet it was, and it was like cement.
There you go.
Okay.
I think we've all been through that with a parent, just, you know, that I'm having beers with my friends. You go play.
Yeah, you go.
In a big pile of mud.
Go get lost somewhere. Yeah.
All right. We're going to, we have Vince standing by with a story, and we want to put it to you. You can play along if you'd like.
Yeah.
We're going to give you the setup of what he did, and then we'll take our guesses, and you can text us your guess at 615-553-0933.
And let's see how we all do.
Okay. Vince?
I burned down the drapes with a can of Axe and a lighter while trying to kill a spider.
That rhymed.
Oh, my God. It's poetry.
Wow.
Oh, my God. Trying to kill a spider with
a can of Axe and a lighter.
And a lighter.
That's
scary.
Man.
That's sounds like a, hey, y'all watch this.
Yeah.
Wow, that's tough.
But I could also see like a 12-year-old boy doing
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
Sure.
That's
I remember kids I went to shop class with that would do stuff like that.
Right.
You know, with like, you know, can spray of any kind of aerosol and a match.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very dangerous. Don't do it.
Yeah, don't do that, kids.
It's giving me Spike from Toy Story.
Oh my God, you're right.
The neighbor kid.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm tentatively thinking that that was like a 25-year-old.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I agree.
Okay, I'm going with little kid. You know, like 12.
Yeah.
Not okay. super little kid. All right.
All right.
You can now text your guess. Was it a drunk adult or a little kid? 615-553-0933. We'll give you the results coming up after the break.
So this guy was going through an airport security checkpoint in Newark. And the body scanner triggered an alarm that pointed to the man's groin area.
Uh-oh.
So he was flagged for pat down.
Yes.
And that's when the officer discovered that there was something concealed down there.
Ew.
And that's when the man reached into his pants, pulled out a blue towel. Inside of it was a 5-inch live turtle. A
what?
Red-eared slider turtle. So he was sneaking it through TSA security.
Is this like a rare turtle?
In his pants.
Or just he really liked the turtle?
I haven't investigated
it's a
the turtle,
animal,
but
buddy.
Yeah, emotional support.
Yeah. That's right.
Down there.
Yeah. They might have, you know, thought it was an athletic cup or something, but I realized it was a shell.
Oh, yeah, that's what it is.
It was a shell,
that's
but it was
right.
moving.
That's right.
I wear just my lucky turtle when I play baseball.
Sports.
Before the break, we were playing our little game where we you tell us something stupid or embarrassing you did, and we have to guess if you were a little kid or a drunk adult. All right, we had Vince's story before the break. Tell us again.
I burned down the drapes with a can of Axe and a lighter while trying to kill a spider.
I like that rhyme. It's almost Dr. Seuss.
Yeah.
It is. Sam, I am.
Okay, now we
can of Axe.
We took our guesses.
I got to tell you, you know, I earlier was thinking, you know, that it was a 25-year-old, mm-hmm. but a can of Axe. I'm going to say he was probably a little younger, but still an adult.
Okay.
You know, because it's not like kids use Axe, but then again, it could have just been laying around.
Could've oh my gosh, all the kids in my high school
dad.
Used Axe.
Did they?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, yeah, you walked by one kid and it was like,
yeah, they reek
choke
of it.
City.
Oh
yeah.
Gosh, yeah.
Yeah. All right, I'm still going to say it. He was a drunk adult.
Yeah.
Smells like you're wearing an Ed Hardy t-shirt.
Yes. Oh gosh, yeah, with their pants sagging and everything.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think I'm going to agree and go with an adult.
Okay. I think it was a tween, maybe a young man.
Okay.
So we had some guesses people texted in.
Yeah, most said teen.
Okay.
Teen, okay. Right. That would qualify as kid, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Pretty much. All right, Vince, which was it?
Believe it or not, I was a kid.
Oh.
I was trying not to leave a stain by smacking the spider on the drapes. You'd think Mom would appreciate that, but she didn't. We had to rip the drapes down while they were on fire and pour water on them from the sink.
Oh.
Yeah, I think that's got to be some kid logic.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
I'll just burn this spider and everything is going to be okay,
right.
Mom.
It doesn't matter if there's fabric behind it. Wow.
All right, we'll be playing another round of that in a little while. If you'd like to visit our app, if you haven't downloaded it yet, it's the Totally Hits Nashville 93.3 app. You can get it on our website, totallyhitsnashville.com. And tell us something you did. We have to guess. Were you a drunk adult? Or a little kid with Woody and Jim. Totally Hits. Totally Nashville 93.3 FM.
I'm thinking we could change the game to did you get grounded or arrested?
That's true.
Depending on what age you were.
It's the middle of the week. We all need a Woody and Jim mood boost.
Hey, feeling good. Like I should. When in Durbu, I'll go around the neighborhood.
There's an 85-year-old woman in Nashville named Anise Tisdale, and she fell victim to what a lot of people were falling victim to. It was big in the news a few weeks, months ago, with a kind of fake contractors who would take your money and then screw things up in your house.
Yeah.
I guess she lost thousands of dollars, and
yep.
Channel 4 did a story about her, and of course, word got around about her situation. She was out thousands of dollars, very sad, and somebody stepped in to help, and that is Madea. That's right. Tyler Perry.
Really?
He heard about the story, and he's paying off her mortgage.
Wow.
And also paying to have her house finished.
Aww.
You know, with all the projects that got messed up by this, you know, unscrupulous contractor.
Yeah.
So it's
That's
pretty cool.
Great.
That's awesome.
And, especially for an older person who's like has a tough enough time,
right,
you know, dealing with contractors. I know that as just a middle-aged guy dealing with a contractor, you can get screwed over so easily.
Oh, yeah. Even the valid contractors. Okay, we're going to come on and take things apart at your house, and then you won't see us for 6 months.
Yeah.
Right. But we have your money.
Yes, we have your money, so we're happy there.
Good for her.
She also, I guess she says, the money she was going to be paying for her mortgage, she's going to pay it forward and contribute that to Habitat for Humanity.
Oh, so, that's great.
It's a win-win.
It is.
Way to go, Tyler Perry, stand-up guy.
That's awesome.
There's a mood boost from Woody and Jim. Totally hits, totally Nashville, 93.3 FM. Funny story out of Wisconsin. A 4-year-old called 911 on his mom because his mom ate his ice cream.
Yeah.
And the police actually had to go to the house because they double check on stuff. But if nobody answers or if somebody calls 911 and just hangs up, they have to go check it out.
Gotta see what's going on.
Yeah.
Oh, it's the police. They came for real.
Yeah, we have to just come check, make sure everything's okay.
What'd you do?
Did you call the police?
Yeah.
Why?
I told my mommy to go to jail. I didn't get ice cream.
So is that why you're upset?
Yeah, that's why I didn't get no ice cream.
It's so hard to yell at them?
A police, yeah.
So no calling 911 unless it's a real emergency, okay?
Of course, a lot of people's definition of what an emergency is different.
I just love it. Like, I don't know if you could hear it totally in the background, but the kid was saying, you should go to jail because you ate my ice cream.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Well, that's been in the news a lot lately because there was a kid that wanted donuts and called 911.
Yeah, and they brought him donuts.
Yeah, and there was a kid who wanted help with their math homework and called 911.
And they helped him
that
with his math.
That is an emergency.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
But it's like they keep rewarding kids.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You want to discourage that.
Stuff.
Yeah.
You know, maybe they're giving the wrong lessons.
Yeah.
My sister was watching me and my friends and her younger siblings at my friend's house. And she was being rude to me or something. And so I called my mom, I thought.
Mm-hmm.
Her phone number starts with 941.
Oh, okay.
But I ended up dialing 911.
Yeah.
Oops. But before anybody answered, I hung up.
Yeah.
And so.
But that was enough.
Right. Yeah. And so all of a sudden, like, knock, knock, knock. And it was a policeman, and my sister's freaking out, you know, what happened? What happened? And nobody knew. Like, nobody was like, I called 911. I didn't know that I dialed 911.
Right,
I thought I dialed 941. And so finally, I was like, oh, yeah, maybe it was me.
You had to fess up.
Mm-hmm.
I know. My daughter, Maddie, did that years ago because I used to have a phone number that started with, like, 6911 something something something.
Oh, yeah.
So she just didn't push the 6. So she just went to 911. So I get a call from my son later going like, you know, he's in the backyard with my daughter. And he says, the police say it's going to be okay. What? What? Apparently, you know, she just hung up because I didn't answer. And then they come in there peeking over the fence in the backyard. You know, is everything okay? Do you need help back there?
Oh, man. That's so funny.
I remember my brother and I, we were home alone and, you know, me and my brothers, we always fought, right?
Yeah.
We're best friends now. But I remember there was like the kitchen light, like I wanted it off and he wanted it on.
Uh-huh.
And we were back and forth and we were like slapping each other's hand and flipping the light on and off and on and off and on and off. And our neighbors that live behind us called us and said, do you need us to call the police? Are you trying to use Morse code with the light?
Are you trying to signal us that there's an emergency?
There's an emergency? And we're like, no, my brother's just being a jerk.
Totally hits, totally Nashville. It's the Woody and Jim Show. We are ready to play Gender Wars. Representing the guys everywhere, we have Doug in Murfreesboro. Hey there, Doug.
Hey, brother, good morning.
Hey, all right. For the ladies, we have Melissa. She's in Fairview. Hello, Melissa.
Hello.
Hello.
Glad you're with us.
Quite a question for both of you.
Yeah, let's start with Melissa. What was your first job?
I was a dishwasher.
Oh, whereabouts?
in a little old town called Banacqua. It was just a little restaurant down
there.
Oh,
yeah. I've heard of Banacqua.
Yep.
I kind of like that name.
I've been there. Let's see. What about Doug? What was your first job?
My first job was a bilingual telephone interviewer for Southern Bell when I was 17.
Really?
Whoa. Wow, that sounds like smart kid stuff there.
Yeah. No, it wasn't.
And your modesty, yeah.
That's right. Okay, you each have a screw you can use if you get in trouble, and we'll start with multiple choice questions.
All right, Melissa, first one here. Does Rawlings, do they make equipment for baseball, basketball, or football?
Football.
No.
Oh,
they make baseball equipment.
Okay.
Okay, Doug, was Ryan Reynolds co-star in the movie The Proposal, Julia Roberts, Sarah Jessica Parker, or Sandra Bullock?
Oh, man, Sandra Bullock.
Yes.
Yeah.
Such a movie.
Yeah, that is a good
movie. It's a fun movie, yeah.
Good movie.
Okay, right. See if you can catch up here, Melissa. What TV series featured the beard-wearing Robertson family?
Duck Commander.
Oh, that's the company they own.
Sure. Do we give it to her?
Is that close enough?
I think so, yeah.
Well, really close, yeah. Duck Dynasty, but that was close enough.
Yeah.
She's saying the answer.
Yeah. Okay, that's harder to know.
Yeah,
it is.
Yeah, right? Okay, it is tied up at one. Doug can retake the lead here.
Okay, Doug, LA Colors and OPI are brands of what?
Fingernail polish.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, wow.
Great.
Good job.
Was that a guess, or did you figure
like hooker nails and stuff?
Oh, all right.
Hooker nails. And stuff.
I like you, Doug.
Doug, you're going into a special category of our friends. That's great. It's 2-1, and Melissa, you really need this.
Okay, got to get this one to stay in the game. Claw and ball peen are types of what? Hand tool.
Hammer.
You got it.
Hammer time.
Nice.
Okay.
All right, 2-2. Doug, if you get this, you win. If not, we go to overtime to settle it.
I'll be shocked. I will be shocked. In Twilight, what was Bella's last name?
Still have your screw.
Screw.
Okay.
All right.
Don't know if I wanted to talk you into it or not.
It's going to settle
it. Goes to you, Melissa.
In Twilight, what was Bella's last name?
I know her last name when she got married was Cullen.
Yeah. Yes. What was her
maiden name?
Her pre-vampire name.
I don't know.
Yeah, that was a hard question.
It was.
Yeah.
It was Bella Swan.
Swan. Yep.
Swan. Okay.
Swan.
Okay. All right. Well, Doug, congratulations.
Nicely done. Good use of the screw. She didn't know it. And you have found yourself in the victory lane and in our hearts.
That's right. You got tickets to see the Nashville Predators play. We'll play again tomorrow at 7:20 and 8:20. Melissa, we hope you'll play again real soon. Three things you want to know this morning.
So they've announced the dates for the Great Tennessee Air Show at the Smyrna Airfield.
Nice.
It is June 7th and 8th, and this year it always goes back and forth between either the Thunderbirds from the Air Force or the U.S. Navy Blue Angels. This year it is the Blue Angels.
Nice.
That will be flying. If you have not done it and you want to get psyched up for this year's show, Amazon Prime has the documentary called coincidentally, the Blue Angels.
Yeah.
But it is amazing where you see these people that are nearly superhuman fly their planes 18 inches apart.
Yeah.
The speed of sound.
It really is amazing.
And that documentary happens to feature the debut of the first female Blue Angel pilot.
Nice.
Ooh.
And she's part of the crew now.
Yeah.
She was trying out for the crew in this documentary. It's
very
really cool.
Oh, wow.
A few years ago, we got to ride in the Fat Albert plane, which is one of the things that
they
carry
around. Yeah.
And they take it way up and then they dive. And you feel weightless for a little bit.
Yeah.
It was really cool.
Was it? Did your stomach just drop?
Oh, it was
wicked
just, cool.
It was amazing.
That's so awesome.
The newest unbelievable conspiracy theory on TikTok involves mermaids and how they're real and rich people are eating them. Woman started it by saying she knew an ex-con that claimed that he saw a mermaid in a big tank on a fishing boat he was working on.
Oh.
And it was taken to a warehouse where rich people were waiting to eat it.
That sounds like a BuzzFeed quiz.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah,
tell us your favorite color, your favorite McDonald's breakfast, and we'll tell you what kind of mermaid you're going to eat.
That is the stupidest thing. Yeah.
So
how could
stupid.
That get traction?
I know.
Some ex-con.
Yeah.
Told
somebody in a bar somewhere that he thought he saw a mermaid.
Yeah, because we should all believe.
And now it's national news.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
It is. There you go. That's how we do things.
Well, on a more serious note,
yes.
A bill here in Tennessee wants to stop taxing fresh, frozen, and canned fruits and veggies. Right now, our food is taxed at 4%, which is the highest in the country.
Yes. Yeah.
And so the lawmakers are wanting to remove or lower this tax. And the way they would supplement it is they would tax high-income businesses to make up for that gap
okay.
in the budget. So hopefully this gets passed. But
people need
encouraging
help.
People to eat more fruits and vegetables.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. And they say, like, you know, maybe we just remove tax on, like, milk and eggs, which I think everybody is for.
Right.
Yeah.
But we would still keep a tax on, like, junk food. Candy, you know,
right.
frozen pizza, things like that, which, I would back that.
Sure. Yeah.
I say anything that helps people a little bit at the grocery store these days.
Right.
Yeah.
They need it.
No
we need it.
A fun thing we've been doing on Wednesdays, people have been leaving us voice messages on our app. If you get the Totally Hits Nashville 93.3 app at our website, you can leave us a voice message. Tell us something stupid or embarrassing you did. And we have to guess, were you a little kid or a drunk adult? It's always fun.
It's hard to tell sometimes.
All right, we got Carrie up first. Okay, go ahead.
I fell asleep behind the door, and somebody knocked, and when nobody opened the door, they opened the door and hit me in the face.
Ouch.
I hurts just thinking about it.
That's hard.
Feels like a dorm room to me.
Me too. I was, yeah.
Could be a drunk college girl.
Mm-hmm.
But it could be. All right. I'm just going to go with my first instinct and say drunk adult.
Okay. Gina, what do you think?
I think I'm going to say a drunk adult as well.
All right. I believe we're unanimous. Drunk
right.
adult is what we think. All right. Carrie?
I was a kid.
Oh.
I was playing with my Polly Pockets in my room and I fell asleep about 6 o'clock when we had company over. And they checked up to see how I was doing. And when they knocked on the door, didn't hear me, they went to go look inside, and I had fallen asleep right by the door. Man, right in the face.
Oh, man.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, wow.
Ouch.
All right. Well, we all got that one wrong.
Yeah. All right. We got one more.
See if we can do better.
Okay. Daryl, tell us your story.
I grabbed a refrigerator to stabilize myself, and I ended up falling down and the fridge tipping over.
Oh, my God.
I hope that wasn't a kid.
Lucky to be alive.
Yeah. I guess not on him, because, they wouldn't be around to tell the story.
Wow. Okay, so he was falling, so I'm thinking maybe a drunk person in the kitchen.
Staggering.
And grabbed the handle of the refrigerator. And pulled it down.
And the door opens, right?
Yeah.
Instead of, gosh.
He's rained down with expired mustard and everything.
Wow. Also could be a kid just like sliding through the kitchen with his socks on.
Oh, yeah. Ice skating in the kitchen floor.
Yeah.
Man, I'm going to go kid roughhousing.
Okay.
Roughhousing. It sounds like no horseplay.
No horseplay by the swimming pool, kids.
I think I'm going to do an adult.
Okay, drunk adult?
Yep.
Okay.
I agree. I think drunk adult too. Okay. All right. Daryl, tell us.
Technically, I was an adult because I was 21, but I was in marching band in college. And we were having a rager, and I tried to keep myself upright by grabbing the handle of the refrigerator, and Andrea pulled me down, and everything out of the fridge still all over the floor.
Oh, man.
Man, that
You know, marching band, that says rager.
Nobody knows how to party.
This one time at band camp. Okay, welcome to a Woody and Jim Show podcast extra. On yesterday's podcast, we talked about pleasant celebrity encounters. Today, we talk about not so pleasant ones.
Yeah, this is one we were talking about off the air earlier today. Her name came up in some conversation. Sherry Shepherd, who was on The View and several other things.
Yeah, she has her own talk show now, I think.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Who cares? We don't like her.
We don't like her. She's poison.
And here's why. She came on the show a few years ago.
She's promoting something. I forgot what it was.
Yeah, don't remember what. The only thing that we remember was she was really like a fun guest. We had a good time on the air.
Yeah, we laughed, we cried, we did everything.
But there was somebody on our staff, it may have been one of our interns or just, one of the employees, and it was their job to escort her from our parking garage up to the studio and then from the studio back to her vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
After she left, we were all like, oh, that was fun. And then the person came back and they were like nearly in tears that worked with us and said, like, she was so mean to me on the way out of the building. I mean, we're talking a 5-minute encounter.
Yeah.
All he had to do was follow this person.
It made that much of a bad impression.
Yeah. Like, she could have ignored them and it probably would have been better.
And it would have been better. So, at that point we said, Sherry Shepherd.
Yeah,
you're dead to us. You're not coming on the show, no matter what.
Dang.
Yeah, you can always tell what a person's really like by how they act around people they don't have to be nice to.
Yeah,
that they don't want anything from them, like publicity or something.
They have nothing to gain from being around that person, so they don't act nicely around them.
Right.
Which is people are jerks. They just save it for somebody who can, have to suffer through it.
Boo.
Boo.
Yeah.
Boo, Sherry Shepherd. Yeah, the last will speak of her.
What about you, Gina? You are like the most positive, bright person. I can imagine you would repel mean people.
I don't know. I can't think of anything off the top of my head.
That's okay.
Yeah, I haven't met too many celebrities, and those I haven't been like A-listers,
mm-hmm.
right,
or anything like that. I don't know.
You know, it's fun. Sometimes the A-listers are the nicest ones.
Right.
And the ones who have just a few minutes of fame are the ones that have an attitude.
Yeah.
Which is so
strange. It swells, if they have maybe one hit on the radio.
Yeah. Sometimes that's the case.
Yeah.
Woody, what's your story?
Well, this one was, I have to admit, was partially my fault. By partial, I mean probably 100% my fault. I worked at a radio station in Dallas years ago, and it was an urban station. And a new artist was coming on board, Whitney Houston. And we thought, we all got passes to go. Would you like to go back and meet her and everything? And we saw the performance. She was really good.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
And so we all went in there and just, the dressing room door was unlocked, and about 7 of us just barged into the room. And she was in the bathroom. Sitting on the toilet.
With the door to the bathroom open.
Oh, my gosh.
And then we talked about, she was so rude to us that we just happened to walk in while she was sitting on the toilet.
She was so rude that you walked in on her.
Yes, I can't believe how rude she was
didn't
accept us as people of the media when she's sitting on the toilet.
I bet after that she had a guard outside of the room.
Yeah.
She should have anyway.
Yeah.
But.
Right. She was probably so new in the music industry she didn't know how to lock bathroom doors yet.
Right.
Yeah,
she probably had something going on in her system too that just didn't even think about that.
Right. So. Maybe it was an emergency.
You know what? Maybe it's her fault.
Okay, let's go with that. Yeah, it was her fault.
I got your back.
Yeah, okay. It was her fault. She trusted us.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's continue speaking ill of the dead.
Okay.
Ill of the dead. One of the people, he died, Alan Thicke.
Right.
Who was a actor and TV host. He did game shows. He was
on Growing Pains.
Yeah, the dad on Growing Pains.
He actually had a late night TV show at one time called Thick of the Night.
Yeah.
Really? I didn't know that.
That was way back.
Yeah, it was a long time ago. And, Woody and I were kind of fans. He was doing a show at TPAC here in Nashville, and he came in with the person from TPAC to help promote his show.
Right.
And we said, okay, song is going to end in a couple of minutes, and then when that's done, we'll have our conversation. We're really excited to meet you. And he kind of returned almost no pleasantries with us off the air. And then we started talking to him on the air, and he picked up there was a newspaper laying there.
Remember newspapers?
And stop it.
While we're having an interview with him, he's reading the newspaper, not even paying attention.
No. Yeah.
And I don't know how to describe this. Woody and I have been around each other for 35 years.
Yeah.
And we just can give each other a look.
Right.
You know, wink an eye, raise an eyebrow, and we know what each other's thinking. And it was, this guy is so disrespecting us.
Yeah.
By reading the paper in front of us while we're trying to talk to him, that we started, we just started laying into him and like hitting him with questions and like making him confused and just hitting him with a barrage of stuff.
Yeah, that we just were making up as we went along.
It was almost like he was being hit with bullets with a bulletproof vest. He was just getting knocked back and like, what the heck? Yeah.
By the time we were done, he actually had put the newspaper down and looked at the handler that was with him and said, what just happened?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, we weren't mean because, you know, the client was right there. That was TPAC that wanted their show promoted. But I think they said, would you like Alan to sign something for you?
Mm-hmm.
And he did. And he actually wrote, what happened here?
No way.
Alan Thicke. I don't know where that picture is. Somewhere in a box, hidden away somewhere in our closet.
Somewhere burned.
And another thing we have to blame Alan Thicke for is he is the father of Robin Thicke, who is the creepiest guy on TV.
So creepy.
Right. Yeah. And he was also what was that song?
Blurred Lines.
Blurred Lines.
The ones that got sued by Marvin Gaye's family.
I remember him saying in that interview, oh, you'd love my son. He's starting a music career. I'm like, oh, really? And then later on, we realized, oh, wow, his son's a jerk too.
There you go.
Jeez.
Name and names.
Yeah, we're dropping receipts here.
There you go. Now back to the regular podcast. What are we doing the rest of the day, y'all?
I have the suckiest day.
Oh, no.
So our dishwasher has been working, not working. Nobody will come and repair it.
So you've become the dishwasher.
Yes. But then it was working for a while. So we loaded it full of stuff. Mm-hmm. And then we were doing a lot of cooking for some extra stuff. And we have stuff in the sink. Now the dishwasher is dead again. So I got to wash all the dishes in the sink and are on the counters. And then take everything out of the dishwasher and wash it by hand. I literally am allotting 2 hours this afternoon to do that.
That's tough.
So, dang. I know, first world problems, but you know, it's me, so it's important.
Yeah.
I have an equally glamorous day. I have to go to the grocery store, need to get some dog food. Then I promised my girlfriend Melissa that I would start cleaning out my closet so she has room for some of her clothes. Mm. So I'll be bagging up a bunch of stuff.
Nice.
All right, so what Goodwill should people go to get Woody's secondhand clothes?
There's a donation area, then I don't know where it goes. I think they send it out everywhere. I know. I heard that the Mount Pleasant Goodwill gets their stuff from Murfreesboro.
Really?
It's dispersed across the nation.
Untraceable.
So there could be somebody wearing my t-shirt in the Philippines by tomorrow.
Quite possible.
Could be. Gina, what you doing?
I think I'm going to go home and take a nap.
Good for you.
Yes. And then go to the gym, and then I have some other work to do.
Okay.
Yeah, pretty chill day.
All right.
Try to do it outside if you can.
Yeah, it's going to be nice today.
Gorgeous.
Yeah.
Then maybe rain over the weekend, so enjoy it while we got it.
Yep.
Y'all have a great day, and we will catch you back here tomorrow morning.